Welcome to Nature Calls, conversations from the Hudson Valley. Our team's goal is to present science-based information about gardening and all things nature in New York's Hudson Valley. Host Gene and Tim, along with team members Teresa and Linda, are master gardener volunteers for New York's Columbia and Greene counties. So if you're interested in gardening or nature or nuggets of information about what's happening outside your door, settle in. Enjoy the conversation. Whatever the season, we have something to say.
Hi, this is Nature Calls, Conversations from the Hudson Valley. I'm Jean Thomas.
And I'm Annie Skibinski.
Today we're talking about growing annuals for everybody from beginners on up to experts, because there's always something to learn. Maureen Mooney is a Master Gardener volunteer with Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Greene Counties. Maureen, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? We'd love to know how long you've been a Master Gardener volunteer, how you became an expert grower of annual flowers, especially for cut flowers.
Well, I've been a master gardener for almost 11 years now, and I was also in 4-H.
Great start.
I prefer to think of myself as a proficient gardener. My passion for growing flowers is rooted in my Irish history. My mom was from Ireland, and she always took great pleasure in flowers and vegetables. We always had a garden. I became very interested in growing flowers to dry for wreaths and bouquets about 35 years ago.
We're calling this conversation today one of our 101 series. We've learned from doing the podcast that people enjoy specialized gardening information, but everybody's a beginner at something. So we're aiming our questions at everybody from beginners to gardeners with years of experience and starting at square one. So, square one. Square one would be a definition. What exactly is an annual? Assuming we'll be talking mostly about flowering plants, what's the definition?
Well, annuals are plants that germinate, flower, and die all in one season. There are actually three groups of annuals: hardy cool season like larkspur, tender warm season like petunias, and half hardy like nasturtiums, which are edible and colorful, by the way.
I love them. I have them in my vegetable garden, and we always add them to salads.
The nasturtiums.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
Yeah. So what are the advantages of growing annuals instead of, well, maybe alongside your perennials?
Well, annuals can help fill in gaps between perennials because they bloom longer than perennials, and they mature faster. It's easy to experiment with their new colors and varieties, and you can also mix them in vegetable gardens, and they attract pollinators and other beneficial bugs.
Historically, annuals have been the backbone of bedding plant displays like grand public parks, and almost the opposite, small cottage gardens where people grew pass-along plants and whatever their favorites were in no particular order. Do you fit into either one of those categories, Maureen, or are you somewhere else?
Well, I lean towards being a cottage gardener. I do like planting large bedding displays for special occasions like weddings, and I always have a large section of my garden dedicated to cutting garden so I don't leave gaps in my other beds, and I like to have enough to give away.
Oh, that sounds good. All right, now let's get our hands dirty. Do you start everything from seed yourself? What would be the best process for somebody new that wants to start? Would they be better off with seed or maybe starter plants?
No, I don't. I also buy bedding plants and flats. Bedding plants are a low-maintenance option if you don't have time to start your own. They're a good choice for new gardeners or busy families, as the plants are likely to do well since garden centers tend to grow varieties that are well-suited to our particular region.
Do you recommend fertilizing those little tiny plant starters?
Good soil is the foundation for healthy plants, and it's important to use a good seed-starting soil mix, giving seedlings the best conditions. Johnny Seeds is one of my favorite seed-starting mixes, but there are a lot of others. I also only use organic fertilizers as needed. They release nutrients slowly, and they don't burn the young plants.
When I get them started in that seed-growing medium, how important is light?
Light is very important. Seedlings raised indoor need 14 hours of light. Outside, most annuals need a minimum of 6 hours of sun.
Okay, one really important detail with seedlings is the hardening off process. Now, you've successfully got the babies up and they're into their second leaves and they're all nice and stout and hardy. Hardening them off, you've got to get them ready to go outdoors, and you also have to be aware of when the last frost happens. How do you do that without going into shock, either you and or the plants?
Well, I do harden them off. I have several coal frames and a large hoop house that I use to harden them off. I also have a protected deck. I usually give the seedlings a week to 1.5 weeks to get used to the outdoors. I start by putting them in a sheltered and shaded place, then gradually move them into full sun. I also use the coal frames and hoop house on very windy days, which we seem to be getting a lot of those these days.
Hey, Maureen, when I pull into your driveway in the height of bloom season, what's the first thing that's going to catch my eye?
Well, the first thing you're going to see is my elephant ears and tithonia. I also love petunias, celosa, marigolds, alyssum, so you're going to find those in my yard too and in my vegetable garden as well.
That's great. We're all about companion planting.
Do you do a lot of containers in your own yard?
I do a few, and the container gardeners have the elephant ears in them.
What are good annual plants for a new gardener to raise in containers?
Well, grasses, there's annual grasses that give nice height and color. Petunias are always a good one. There's all kinds of petunias these days. Celosa, marigolds, alyssum, because it can kind of flow over the edge of the pot. Those are the few that come to mind right now.
Do you have favorites that you grow every year, or do you focus on growing just the ones for cut flowers?
Oh, I do have favorites. Zinnias and sunflowers are my most favorite. I also grow salvia and larkspur for their blue colors. Zinnia and sunflowers don't come in any blue colors. They're easy to grow. They come in all heights and colors, and they can be dried for bouquets or wreaths. Zinnias can also produce about up to 30 flowers per plant if you keep deadheading them. Teddy bear is one of my sunflower favorites.
What do you like about that teddy bear?
I love teddy bear.
I love the green in the center. It's very striking. And they look fluffy. They have nice texture. This year I'm trying a new sunflower called Sunfell. It's all green and has a geometric-looking flower head. I also like to try different zinnias from the Queen series. I love how the chartreuse green petals contrast with the rose blush petals. And I don't just focus on cut flowers. I practice companion plantings to draw and support beneficial insects. Marigolds keep tomato hornworms at bay. Larkspur deters Japanese beetles. I mix annuals in all my perennial beds.
I mix annuals in my veggie beds and veggies in my flower beds. I always plant beans in among my perennials so they have something to snack on.
Good idea.
Yeah, otherwise I wouldn't get out there to weed. Okay, so somebody's always going to be trying new things. You've got a couple. Do you look for better hybrids, or do you look for specific colors, or do you just look for something that's, holy cow, I've never seen that?
I always try some new varieties, whether I start them from seedling myself or get them from a nursery or farm stand, and we have a lot of those in Columbia County. I'm always trying new types of zinnias, especially. This year I'm trying Zinderella. It's a quill leaf cactus type, which is newer, and it comes in a lovely peach color. I also like to try novel plants. One of the things I like to do is grow different types of elephant ears, which are striking and tropical.
Do you do big container gardens, plantings with those?
I do, and I put them right in the ground with some manure, and I've had them get up to 6 feet tall.
Ooh.
And 6 feet wide.
Wow, that's a big plant.
It is.
Starting big might not be for everybody. What's your most important bit of advice for somebody just starting out to garden with annuals? Or maybe put another way, what are the most common mistakes they should avoid?
Well, I think probably the first one is we all, you know, get excited when planting season rolls around. My first bit of advice is don't plant too early. Many annuals are susceptible to frosts, so you really have to be careful and watch the temperatures and know what the frost date is in your area. Then the next thing would probably be to make sure that your site you choose gets enough sun for sun-loving annuals, or at least 6 hours of sun. Seedlings need the best conditions to grow, and new gardeners have a tendency to overwater, leading to fungal diseases. Using a good seed starting mix is important, but also how you water them. So you want a bottom water that's the best to avoid diseases. And lastly, I would say, many annuals need deadheading to remove the old flowers. If you don't deadhead or prune them, you will get minimal new growth. And zinnias and petunias are an example of that.
Okay, Tim's not here today. I know he misses you. But he always wants to know about pollinator plants. And are you using more this year than you usually do? Or are you changing your attitude about pollinators and maybe starting to save some seeds?
Well, yes, I add more pollinators every year. I have several annual Rebecca's and bee bombs that I start from seed. So I'm adding every year. And I do save seed from some annuals like larkspur and zinnia. I'm trying to dedicate more time to seed savings. I have a couple grandchildren, so I get kind of behind on that.
Put them to work.
The other question that Tim always likes to ask is, what in your experience as a gardener gives you hope?
Well, I've noticed that there's been a resurgence in people growing their own vegetables and flowers by the calls that we get on the Master Gardener line since the pandemic. And as a result, people are asking good questions and are more in tune to what it takes to grow food and flowers, and they're becoming better stewards of our planet. So I guess that's what would give me hope, is people becoming better stewards of our planet.
That's good news.
That is good news.
It is.
Okay. Maureen, thank you. This was fun. Our listeners are going to want to go to your next Speakers Bureau event. Those are going to be published regularly on the website, correct? Whenever you do speaking with the...
Correct.
Okay.
That's my understanding.
Okay. And the website has a page devoted to the Speakers Bureau, so we will have those pieces of information as links on our show notes.
And if you do have a question for one of our Master Gardener volunteers, you can call our offices, our Columbia Green offices. If you're out of the area, look for your local extension office, give them a call to their general number, and tell them you have a question for a Master Gardener. Maureen's just finished talking to us about Annuals 101. If you're not sure how to select them, check out Jean's episode on understanding seed catalogs.
Well,
Thanks again.
You.
This was great.
Okay.
That concludes another episode of Nature Calls, Conversations from the Hudson Valley. We would like to thank Sandra Linnell and Devin Connolly from Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Green Counties for production support. And a special thank you to our listeners for joining us on this episode of Nature Calls, Conversations from the Hudson Valley. You can find links to any of the topics mentioned in this episode at our website at ccecolumbiagreen.org. Comments and suggestions for future topics may be directed to us at columbiagreenmgb@cornell.edu or on the CCE Master Gardener Volunteers of Columbia and Green Counties Facebook page. For more information about Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Green Counties, visit our website at ccecolumbiagreen.org or visit us in Hudson or in Acre. Cornell Cooperative Extension provides equal programming and employment opportunities.